From the lake to the basin and the old bayou, find your favorite fishing pole. Find out where's the next honey hole. Only on the Top Rod Fishing Show.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Kane Radio's Top Rod, or I should say Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show. I'm Tony Landry, along with Ricky Watkins.
Yes, sir.
And good morning, Rick.
Morning, Tony.
And welcome to Kane Radio, FM Band 107.5 and AM 1240's Fishing and Hunting Show. And as always, the purpose of this show is to keep our listeners updated with the fishing and the hunting in the area, along with Louisiana and stories around the USA and the world. And you know, Rick, these are the fine people that promote this show, and we want to let people know. If you have an opportunity to do some business with them, please do.
You're right, Tony. We got to thank our sponsors. You're right. Alamo Hydraulics, Watkins Floor Covering, Dawes Heating and Cooling, Coca-Cola, The Quarter Tavern, and Clico.
And if you'd like to give us a call, of course, the number, area code 337. The number is 367-1240. That's our call-in number. You can also listen to us online at www.kane1240.com, anywhere in the world. And if you have an Alexa, just say, Alexa, play Kane 1240. You can also listen to Kane on any accessible internet device. We're live here at the studios of Kane Radio at 107 West Main Street here in New Iberia, downtown. And we're right next to Victor's Cafeteria, which is open. And Ricky, as always, we'll be on our show with freshwater and saltwater fishing. We're shaking, my man.
Tony, the lake, I hadn't heard too much. The catfish are still running a little bit. They're starting to warm up. Now, on the basin side, when we were starting to do real well, and then as you've seen, you know, it's bumped up almost a half a foot, so that's going to slow them down. And on saltwater, I hadn't really heard. Now, saltwater should be starting to get good also, but the basin, hopefully it won't, you know, go up too much and stay up too long. And the bait of the day, which we'll talk about later, would be a good bait for this this type of fishing, because they kind of get lethargic, Tony, once the water, I don't know what it does to them, but it slows them down, and they were starting to bite real well. Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing how we're seeing the water go up and down, you know, in the last few weeks. And as you know, Ricky, you'd like to see it down another 3 or 4 feet.
Yes, sir. About 9, 10 foot. Yes, sir.
You know, so we'll see how that's going to play out with regards to saltwater fishing right now. We got rodeos. You know, this is rodeo season all over the coast here, right. So you can find a good rodeo and all. Yeah. We got some mentions about some other things that are going to take place and all.
And I think on the east end, Tony, towards Grand Isle and all of that, they're really, you know, catching a few specks and stuff. And as that river's going to come down, eventually the saltwater will get a lot better over here.
Yeah, you're right about that. So we're going to see how that's all coming into play. But as I mentioned, it's rodeo season right now. And if you like the red snapper, there's lots of them. Reports from last Friday's first day that maybe too many offshore fishermen to be overjoyed by the prospect of returning, you know, to the docks with red beauty. So remember last fall, the great red snapper count showing the Gulf of Mexico waters holding over 100 million red snapper, and more than three times the number.
Well,
the federal fishery folks were telling us that we're out there.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing. Yeah, especially, you know, it's a good resource. And at one time, Tony, they almost wiped them, not almost wiped them out, but they really put a hurt on them. The commercial industry did.
And yet, you know, there are four Gulf states, even with all those red snapper out there, there are four Gulf states still holding to the 2 per day limit per angler. Yeah. So
now that I find it, well, maybe they'll adjust it, but it's, I don't know. I guess they got a reason for it, you know.
Yeah, you know, several fishermen returning from offshore and all told of the thick schools of red snappers in waters from 50 to 100 foot.
Yes, sir.
You know, around every underwater structure, including
right.
wrecks, natural reefs, rigs to reef locations,
all
in gas platforms, around red snapper everywhere. And most of the snapper were in the 5 to 10 pound range.
Yeah.
And the offshore guys and gals to a person said they gave up on trying to catch other species.
Yeah,
you know, and all. So,
yeah. Tony, I got some friends, and my son also dives, and he said, Papa, the red snapper out there is just, it's unbelievable, you know.
Yeah, and, of course, having a moratorium on, like we did 15, 20 years ago when they put a little moratorium on them, and they got a good kickback, and like you said, they were just about obsolete, you know, out there in the Gulf. So, anyway, it's likely most offshore anglers will use the remainder of the rodeo season. You know, it's hot and heavy right now, Rick, and the big one, that lasts from Memorial Day to Labor Day, is, of course, the CCA Star Tournament, and I got some updated info on that, too.
Yes, sir.
And it's, you know, it's $35 to get involved here in the state of Louisiana, off the coast here in Louisiana and all, and it's the 27th year, and over $500,000 in prizes, Ricky, and And since the tournament, it's basically a membership drive, and it's a little something for everybody of that saltwater anglers. And the signature division is the tag redfish. And there has been one caught. Don't know if he's been completed. You know, I say that in jest due to the fact that he's got to pass that polygraph.
Right.
And all the other things you have to have with the membership and et cetera, et cetera. So there's a few things to go through it. But, man, even if you finish, you catch another tag redfish, there's still great prizes out there. They pin 10 places out. I'll get into that in a moment.
Right.
But anyway, it's and kids under 16 fish free. All you got to do is register.
Yeah.
And Academy Sports is going to pay for your membership and all. So, anyway, it's just a great opportunity for kids and and for adults, especially like to get on the water.
Yeah, that's a big organization, Tony. Like you said, it's they got a lot of great prizes, and it's a good tournament. You know,
it really is, Rick. And it's $35, but if you got a child, I think it's 17, maybe under 17, or younger, you can enter a tournament free of charge. But you got to register, and once you register. Or if you catch a fish, you got a chance to win a small little boat, motor, and trailer.
That's right.
I mean, and we've had somebody in this, I think, at Templeton in this area won one, you know, a few years back.
Yes,
so, man, all you got to do is register, show up, catch a fish, man. Man, how great is that, Rick?
That's right. It's, how many fish you had said? I don't want
right
to put you on the spot.
Right at 100, tag redfish.
Yeah.
So, and they had, and I understand, and
it's a lot of water, but you know, 100 fish is a 100 fish.
Yeah, and they tagged and win prizes.
And they already caught a few of them, I imagine, right?
Yeah,
at least one.
Yeah, that's right. At least one we're aware of this morning.
Right.
I didn't check. I didn't update it this morning.
Yes, sir.
But also, it's they pay out 10 spots, man.
Yeah.
And we're talking about 21-foot boats,
from boats to campers.
That's
then
right.
They got a camper too, also.
And all kind of packages and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's right.
And then there's a random drawing to determine the four winners of the new boat, motor, and trailer packages for the kids.
Yeah.
So you can't go wrong.
No,
anyway,
heck of a deal. You're right.
You're right. Absolutely. Anyway, just the leaders of the second week, and that's as of this morning. But like I said, I didn't go through it this morning. They could have registered some, but usually they update it on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. August Gio. He knocked out all the Trawhawks. The Trawhawks had some, they weighed in some fish over in Kaplan with the mangrove snapper. Well, August Gio took over the lead there. He won a $5,000 offshore tackle package. So the mangrove snapper is 11.77 pounds. In the kayak in the southwest, that's us. We're in the southwest division.
Okay.
It's east, southeast, southwest, and west.
All right.
And those are the four quadrants. And Trey Gross is a 4-pound. Flounder there, so
man,
I'm impressed.
That's
so,
a big flounder, Tony.
I'll check that back. He's got a speck. Anyway, and tag redfish, the first registered to catch a tag redfish wins a 2021 Silverado. Second place is the entrant was a 34-inch Keystone Passport RV. Third through fifth, catch a tag redfish. You get a 19-foot Nautic Star with 115 horsepower Mercury four-stroke.
All right.
And sixth to tenth entrants who catch a tag redfish win a 17-foot Gator Tail Extreme Series with a 40 horsepower.
Just that alone, Tony, is a good little bit of change. That's a nice little rig.
You're right.
Also, yeah.
You're right.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Kenneth Nash from Venice Marina, or I should say he weighed in his fish at Venice Marina, so far is the head man for the tag redfish. So he's has the opportunity to get that 2021 Chevy Silverado.
Yeah, and I imagine, Tony, at the end of the tournament, they do the – you know, do all the paperwork, and he's got to take a poly and all of that. You know,
Anyway, flounder right now, you know, there's no distinct area. You know, I talked about the four quadrants, east, southeast, southwest, and west.
All right.
The flounder division, you see a 16-foot well-built and 40 horsepower Mercury, and Brandon Morgan right now, or Margaran,
okay.
I don't know if that's a misspelling maybe,
yeah.
has a 2-pound flounder.
Okay.
For the lemonfish, the winner will receive a $5,000 offshore tackle package, and it's Thomas Ross Inquest. He's got a 60-pound lemon fish.
Cobia. Wow.
Yeah, you're right.
Huh.
And red snapper right now is Beth Olin at almost 22 pounds.
That's a big snapper.
That's right. And the bank fishing, folks. You know, you can just you can if you don't own a boat, you can fish from the bank. And the heaviest speckled trout wins a 16-foot, well-built, 40 horsepower Mercury four-stroke. Jesse Foster right now. He's got a 3.78-pound speck that he caught over in Hackberry.
That's a nice speck.
You're right. And in the youth division, you got to catch a speckled trout or a flounder. Winners will receive a 14-foot, well-built, 15-horsepower Mercury motor McLean trailer. and no one from the Southwest Division has signed up yet. So that's right. They got kids in other areas that have signed up.
Folks, maybe not at schools out. Well, is it out, Tony, or almost out? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's out.
Maybe
yeah.
It'll pick up, you know.
Yeah, unless you're going to summer school.
Well, yeah. Could be, yeah.
Yeah, and then you're going to school year-round.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, the youth division, man, we need to see some of our young people sign up in that area.
Yeah,
so
man, right.
And it's just so important in that regard. So
right.
Get out there and fish.
And go fishing.
And speaking of go fish, it's this is the free weekend this weekend, Rick.
Yeah.
So Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries invites you to take part in its annual free fishing weekend. That's this Saturday the 12th and Sunday the 13th. The Louisiana Free Fishing Weekend is an opportunity for residents and visitors to fish the Louisiana waters without an otherwise required fishing license.
Well, Tony, just make sure you get the little book, and all the rules now still apply. I didn't want to. Yeah, I beat you to the punch.
Yeah, kind of. Anyway, each year we designate the state does a free fishing weekend for incentives for families and friends to get out and enjoy our beautiful sportsman's paradise.
Yes, sir.
And whether your interest is in saltwater or fresh, we encourage you to get on the water with the family and friends, enjoy some of the best fishing on the planet.
Yep.
While fishing license is not required, all fishing regulations
still apply,
including size, season, catch limits, gear restrictions will remain in effect for the free fishing weekend. In addition, the recreational offshore landing permit is still needed during the free fishing weekend when possessing tunas, snappers, groupers, amberjacks, cobias, wahoo, dolphins, billfish, swordfish when registering for the recreational offshore landing permit.
Okay.
Anglers should choose the free fishing weekend option when asked for their license type. Registering for the recreational offshore landing permit in this manner does not require a fishing license number, and it will be valid Saturday, June 12th and Sunday, June 13th. To register, you can just go online.
Boy, but your offices will be busy this weekend.
They'll
all be in full force. I mean, not in a bad way.
Saying.
But
they'll be out there.
They'll be busy,
They'll have their binoculars looking, if you know what I mean.
Yes, sir.
And anyway, the department also urges anglers to voluntarily participate in its electronic reporting program, which is to improve the recreational harvest data collection. So to learn how to participate and voluntarily report your catch, you know, when you sign up, you can go to the different parts of the website and look at all that information. So it's only smart. And people with Androids or iPhones, that's easy for them to do, man.
You're right.
Even buy your fishing license.
Yeah.
And speaking of buying fishing licenses,
you
know, buy if you don't have a fishing license, buy one now and you get it for 12 and a half months, almost 13 months.
Right.
And until next June 30th of 2022. So,
yes, sir.
You know, the guys that don't have a fishing license, you need to be reminded that, or you have one, you need to go out and buy it.
Speaking of that, Tony, I don't know how much, but it's fixing to go up, and we'll find out later on, you know, just how much. They're waiting on the governor to sign it, and he's probably going to sign it.
Yeah, you know.
And, but anyway.
The Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, I don't think, have a budget other than what they acquire.
That's right.
Through licenses and things of that nature. So it's pretty.
And they do a lot. And it costs a lot to do a lot, Tony.
It does.
So
you're right about
that. We got to have them, you know.
But it's a free fishing weekend for you people who want to go fishing and enjoy some sunshine. It's supposed to have a pretty nice weekend. It's going to be hot. But
I think besides Sunday, Tony, we might get a little rain. But like you said, rather than that, tomorrow should be nice.
Yeah, and not only that, get out and enjoy yourself. And, you know, the COVID is kind of relaxed a little bit. And enjoy some sunshine and get out and some fresh air. And hopefully people will take advantage of the free fishing weekend. And
I hope so.
Speaking of the free fishing weekend, this is something else that comes into play. And I forgot to mention this last Friday.
All right.
It's about the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries to host a tag fish derby at the ponds throughout the state.
Yes, sir.
And the two ponds in our area, of course, in Girard Park and also in Youngsville.
Right.
And make time to get outside and unwind, spend time with the family, friends, and fishing one of the Louisiana Department of Wildlife's 15 sites. And to get out and fish, community fishing program, and they get out, they stock the ponds.
Yep.
You know, and with adult size channel catfish in the spring and the fall, and rainbow trout in the winter.
Yeah.
I mean, what more can you? I've never caught a rainbow trout.
Me either, Tony. We talked about that, but they say it's a good eating fish.
Oh, that's what they tell me.
Yeah.
I've never had one that I can recall.
Right.
I eat trout, but not rainbow.
Yeah.
Anyway, to increase your chances to bring home a few keepers for a fish fry, and with the free fishing weekend, Rick. You got to remember that. You can go to those ponds, man, yeah. and see if you can fish. But you got to remember the rules and all.
Right.
But they got channel catfish out there, which is another good eating fish.
Yeah, that's right.
And a little extra incentive for your fishing experience is that they're going to have a tag catfish derby to get out and fish. And
Girard Park, Tony?
Yeah, Park's one. And what's the park over in Youngsville, Southside maybe, or near Fallbacher Field, Southside Regional Park.
Yeah.
And they got a big pond there. So
okay. Nice.
Those are ideas for our young people and all. Anglers, 16 and older, it says you had to possess a fishing license. But the reason I mentioned, if you go fishing today, you need a fishing license.
Yeah.
But if you go fishing tomorrow,
Saturday and Sunday,
you don't need a fishing license.
Right.
So just to let you know that.
Yeah.
So
maybe wait till tomorrow.
Get your cane pole and your string and a
That's
hook.
Right.
And maybe some bait and,
yeah,
and
piece
go
of
from
shrimp
there.
Or some worms.
That's
Catfish
right.
love worms.
That's right.
Yep.
So you might be able to find some worms on the side of
the
pond.
Yeah. Yeah. Find them somewhere. You're right. And they'll bite.
Oh, with all that.
Catching
man.
Some
so,
brim at least, you know.
Yeah, and it's man, I mean, the channel catfish, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
No,
man.
It's good eating, too.
You know, so they get out there and they stock it. But, again, you got to remember, you got to listen to the rules and regulations and all.
Yeah.
If you're fishing, I don't think anybody would get in a small pirogue or anything or kayak in those ponds, huh?
I don't know. I don't, like you said, you got to know the rule, Tony.
Yeah, it would be advised.
I'm sure they got not a warden, but like a park ranger or overseer
right
walking
that.
Around. Yeah.
Girard Park's pond, I don't know, it was a few acres, maybe a couple acres.
A couple acres.
I'm not sure about Southside over in Youngsville, but I'm sure it's about the same, too, maybe a few acres where people can fish around the pond.
Yes,
so, free fishing weekend, folks.
Yep. Take advantage
out,
of it.
That's
yep.
right, man. You can go out there and fish and see what happens in that regard. So I wish they had a pond here in town that was big enough.
I know. Well, we got Devil's Pond.
Yeah,
but
it's antiquated
right.
and small.
Yeah.
And it's more of just a little walk around.
You're right.
But with all the ducks and all.
That's
so,
right.
But it's still pretty
We have
nice.
A lovely park, Tony. That's the only thing I wish that we had a bigger. But anyway.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think how big that park is. I guess it's around 50 acres or so, give or take.
It's pretty good size.
And it's, but, it's always been nice, you know, to keep it up, too.
Beautiful park.
The only thing, I got one complaint, too many trees sometimes.
Trees,
And they suck down all the water, and they got bare spots and all. But a lot of shade,
yes,
for picnics
sir.
And all.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we're going to go ahead and take our first break this morning. You're listening to the Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show here on FM 107.5 and AM 1240. We'll be right back right after this.
Locally owned and operated, Alamo Hydraulics serves the oil business on the national scene. Specializing in welding, grinding, and hard chrome plating, Alamo also does fabrication work on cylinders, valves, pumps, and motors of all brands. Located at 2712 West Admiral Doyle Drive, you can call Chris Williamson at 303-3799. That's Alamo Hydraulics, a proud sponsor of the Kane Fishing and Hunting Show.
A new carrier heating and air conditioning system from Dawes Heating and Cooling can save you money every month. Thanks to the newest line of carrier energy-efficient technology products, you can lower your utility bill. Don't forget to ask about the cool cash savings through your local carrier dealer. Turn to the carrier experts at Dawes Heating and Cooling. Call Dan, you're my AC man today, at 337-367-2511. That's 337-367-2511, license number 6286.
Don't you love living in New Iberia? Elmer and Liz Watkins do. They own Watkins Floor Covering and have been doing business in the Queen City for nearly half a century. If you're in the business for new floors, visit the Watkins, and they will certainly give you the red carpet service treatment. Whether carpet or hard flooring, Shaw Floors is one of their best sellers. Watkins Floor Covering, located at 1319 East Main Street, and I can guarantee when you go visit with Elmer and Liz, they'll be listening to Kane Radio blaring in their store. That's Watkins Floor Covering, right here in New Iberia.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
The hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Kane 107.5, AM 1240, and streaming at Kane1240.com.
Welcome back to Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show. I'm Tony Landry along with Ricky Watkins. And, you know, last summer, boy, Rick, it was just so sad with the COVID. Even though people would get out and fish, there were a lot of how would you say, people just were antisocial. There were just there was a lot of fear out there with the disease spreading and all. And even though they did hold a few, some of the bigger rodeos, the Tarpon Rodeo and some of the others were canceled. Iberia Rod and Gun Club had theirs, and they're planning to have theirs again here July 2nd through the 4th.
Right.
I know I've been texting with Chad LeBlanc, who's involved very much, and like to get of their spokesmen to come on, maybe for the rodeo, and let us know what's taking place and all, and hopefully they can see a lot more participation.
Yeah, should be better
from
this
last year. Yeah, last year.
Didn't the weather cut up too, though, Tony, last year?
Yeah, it might have been. I think so. And, you know, with the COVID and all, and to give you an indication that just how poor – I guess I shouldn't say poor, but it just with the COVID, the biggest speckled trout was like less than a pound.
Yeah, I remember that.
Hit the board, .66 or
something. With the weather and like you said, with all
and
of all
these guys, man, they work hard, man, for years have done this, and there's a lot of good money going out to a lot of organizations, and man, these people put in a lot of time and effort and ads.
Yeah.
You can't imagine the volunteerism that you see these people go through.
You're right, Tony. It's a lot of work.
Out there at Quintana Landing. So hats off to them for what they do here locally and all.
Yes,
so
sir.
It's a pretty big event. Anyway, by decree, Louisiana's Free Fishing Weekend, as I mentioned, this Saturday and Sunday, it'll go hand in hand with the National Boat and Fishing Days. You don't need a basic saltwater license. I'm repeating myself, you know, and all, but being redundant. But to catch a fish in our state in those 2 days, however, if you're heading offshore, you don't have to have a no-fee recreational offshore landing permit. And if you want to bring any reef fish back, you better check into it at the Louisiana Port of Dock. Anyway, the second go-round, so we'll see how that's all going to come about. Anglers 15 or younger, so I want to reiterate that. Now, and it's sponsored by the Southeast Louisiana National Wildlife Refuge Complex and Friends of Louisiana Refugees, and there are prizes drawn from among those who send in a photo of a young angler holding their catch. So, anyway, folks, it's just an opportunity for all you fishermen to have a free weekend out there. So, and again, I mentioned that, you know, the rodeos this summer, the Iberia Rod and Gun Club, July 2nd through the 4th at Quintana Landing, the 72nd Golden Meadow Foreshore Tarpon Rodeo, and the granddaddy of them all, the International Grand Isle Tarpon Rodeo, are all on its schedule this year.
Okay.
So I know they've got people that head down there from this area to go down for the Grand Isle International Rodeo.
And the 4th will be here, Tony, before you know it.
Boy, you're right, Rick.
Yeah, man, this month's clicking right along already.
Yeah, we're already on the 11th, and we got 19 days left in June.
That's it.
And the Golden Meadow Foreshore Tournament will be run from July 1st to the 3rd. The weigh-ins at Moran's Marina from July 2nd to the 3rd. And all rodeo festivities surrounding the annual 4th of July Fishing Marathon under the Big Ten at Moran's. The Grand Isle Tarpon Rodeo is set for the pavilion with daily weigh-ins July 22nd through the 24th, and that's at the Grand Isle Marina also in that regard. Now, something, Ricky, I'd mentioned about this, but, you know, we have off the coast occasionally, we have that dead zone.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how much that comes into play with the fishing and all offshore here in Louisiana with that dead zone. And I pulled up an article yesterday.
It moves with the tide a lot, you know.
But, you know, with all the storms we had last year, you wonder if that the water mixing it up would help some. I'm sure it does.
Oh, yeah, it does.
You know, but I pulled this article up off of one of the spots, and dead off Louisiana coast is likely average, the dead zone is likely in the Gulf with a large area of water holding. And it's just too little oxygen to keep marine animals alive from every summer. And a hurricane, a tropical storm in the weeks before July measurement, crews could shrink it considerably, stirring up the water, mixing in oxygen.
That's right.
And it's also its analysis. There are five universities jumped in to see what they could do or figure out. It's almost 5,000 square miles.
Yeah. Tony, what I understand is some type of allergy, and it dissipates the oxygen in the water, and that's why it's called a dead zone.
Right now it's 4,880 square miles. That's close to the five-year average of 5,400 square miles.
Yeah.
And the NOAA said it's also nearly double the size of the state of Delaware. So if you want to imagine how big this is, and it's 2.5 times the goal set in 2001.
Yes,
anyway,
sir.
The Mississippi River, the river, not necessarily the Missouri River and all the Ohio River, but the Mississippi River drains 40% of the continental United States, including all part of 32 states.
Yeah.
And that's not including the Missouri that heads out the other way.
That's right.
And the dead zone is created as calm weather lets water from the Big Muddy form a layer above the Gulf salt water, which is denser, and the fertilizer and other nutrients carried down the river feed the algae, as you said.
It's got a lot to do with it.
Yeah, which die and then decompose on the seafloor, using up oxygen from the bottom up. And the pellets from the grazing zooplankton and also contribute, said the analysis. Anyway, the dead zone off the coast is the second largest human-caused coastal hypoxic area in the global ocean, according to the report from a study.
Mm-hmm.
And agriculture, much in the upper Midwest along the Mississippi, is the largest source of nutrients.
Yeah.
Though urban areas such as human waste treatment, precipitation, atmospheric dust, and the natural sources contribute. And sometimes I wonder if that maybe has a big play into a lot of the speckled trout and the fishing here.
It's always something, Tony, but we can't do without our farmers, you know. And I'm not picking on no farmers, but a lot of it is the fertilizer. You know, it creates an allergy, and then when it summers, it heats up, it just kicks the allergy off, you know. And but, I mean, it is what it is. Like you said, maybe, well, not that we want a storm, you know, but hopefully it won't get any larger, you know.
Yeah, so we've had a few, and the fishing east of here has been pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the last few weeks and months and all. So,
like I said, as that river comes down, it'll get better over here.
Yeah,
yes,
and, you know, a tropical storm scenario played out last year when Hannah, which became a hurricane before hitting Texas, came through, and the 2020 dead zone was slightly less than one-third of the forecasted area. So that's a good thing, and the third smallest ever measured.
Yeah.
The dead zone was already 8,776 square miles in 2017. I mean, that's unheard of, man. And the NOAA bases its prediction on forecasts from the universities and also in U.S. in the United States and Canada, and those in turn are based on the river flow and nutrient data collected. So, and like I said, I'm wondering if that's a lot of the issue, you know, some of our fishing issues here.
Right.
But yet, east of us, the fishing is just tremendous, man. And here, it's a combination of things. So, and you know as well as I do, all those platforms and everything and natural reefs create a lot of fishing habitat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And look at the red snapper.
And then the further you get out, Tony, they tell me the water is crystal clear, you know. It's beautiful.
That's right. You're right. Not a lot
get
of
out by the by the continental shelf. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're right about that. So it's been big. So in that regard, so we got the coach in the house early this morning.
Yep.
I've got a question, not from me, but from a friend.
All right.
Okay. To you guys about hunting and fishing licenses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is something that I don't know anything about, but and I'm paraphrasing from a.
I know where you're going.
A conversation.
Go ahead.
Okay. What are your feelings relative to Brent Indes needs a license, and now that they are not allowing you to go to Ricky McGuffey's place here in town that brings foot traffic into his
business,
into the man's business?
Right.
Okay. And you're doing it at home.
Yeah.
You know, what are your opinions?
Well, you know, Coach, like you just said, I don't want to start a beef with anybody, but that will hurt Rick's business. Rick is a good friend of mine, and I patronize his business when I can. And but that's just unfortunately the time we live in today, you know.
So is this something? And they've also increased the prices.
Oh, it's fixing to double.
Yeah, they're getting ready to.
Yeah,
that's right.
All they're waiting is for the government to sign it.
That's why you need to go out and buy your fishing license now. Yeah. You won't pay as much.
Yeah. And I was giving the gentleman anonymity, but it's my man Jake Blanchard. No, he actually just said, you can say it's me. So it's LA
that's
Classic
fine.
Roofing.
Okay.
You know, Jake Blanchard. Because, look, Jake, and again, I'm going to give him a plug, not only because he's a buddy, because he supports my show.
That's right.
But Jake's all about business.
Yeah.
He's all about supporting local business.
Well, local, you're right, Coach. Yeah.
And you know, I'm realizing, just getting into the business world, the word foot traffic never really meant anything to me. But then when I've got a guy, Galen White, who's pawning his book here in town, and J.D. Regard from the pecan place down the road, okay, says, hey, coach, let's do it in my place because I need to, you know, you get some foot traffic. Because
right.
when people come in, they might not buy immediately, but they see that, hey, look what he's got. That's cool stuff.
Or they tell somebody, coach.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what, that little candy boy he gave us.
Folks, every time I pass, I salivate. I feel like Pavlov's dog.
Let me tell you, Jay, that is a one fine tasting dog.
You had me. But, coach, going back to the licenses, you know, Tony and I was talking about this earlier before we went on the air. Now, they're going to throw, you don't have to pay for this if you do jug lines, trout lines, because you got to pay for all the license.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a game fisherman. I don't do none of that.
Yeah.
But I got to pay for it anyway. Now, that's the part I don't like. Like I said, I guess I got to up and buy the license, you know, but.
Okay, so, and I appreciate y'all letting me hop on because I got that question.
That's right.
Carry on, gentlemen.
There you go.
All right. Anyway, but you're right, Rick. So, but I tell you right now, go out and get your license before they jack up the prices. It's not law yet until the governor signs it.
Yeah.
How often do you think how honest will people be printing their own?
You got it. You know, it's just like the people have their licenses on their phone.
Yeah.
You know, it's you got to have it. I'm sure there are way agents can digest that and see how it is. So we got a caller too on the line. So let's get our caller here. You're on the line with the Fishing and Hunting Show.
Yes, sir. Do y'all know that retired military can get their fishing and hunting license for $5 a year?
Yes, sir. So can seniors too.
Yeah.
Over,
yes,
I think it's
define
over
a senior.
60, 65.
I think
it's 65, but active or retired military, I retired at 37, and I've been getting a hunting and fishing license for $5 every year.
Oh, wow, good for you.
That's right.
Good for you. Well, let me tell you, I don't know if they're going to jack up the veterans and the senior rates, but they're talking about jacking up the rates. You might want to go out and renew your license now. You'll have it for another 12 and a half months.
If that's the case, Turbo, you ought to be getting yours for free by now.
Yeah. Well, I think they pay me.
Well, y'all have a good day.
You too.
Hey, thank you for
all right,
calling
buddy.
In,
thank
sir.
You.
Thank you. Anyway, but he's right about that. You know, the military veterans and senior citizens and disabled, too.
Yeah.
I think disabled.
To me, Tony, they should fish for free. And like I said, I don't have a beef with nobody.
Oh, no. You're right about that.
I let them fish for free.
I agree.
If I was a governor,
Show your military veterans ID. And,
boy, if they let me be governor, that'd be fun.
you've already had one in your family that was governor.
I lean different politically than she did. Although she was a moderate, I have to give it.
But she had to put up with her husband though. That was a problem. No offense there, Raymond.
Yeah.
Anyway, the tides for this weekend today, the 11th of June, the sun rose at 6:07. It's going to set at 8:08, and we're just about at the summer equinox. So we're not going to see too much more daylight hours in that regard in the next few weeks. So the high tide was at 7:02 this morning. The low tide is going to be at 10:54. Saturday the 12th, the sun's going to rise at 6:07, set at 8:09. High and low tide chart, the high tide tomorrow morning at 7:44, the low tide at 11:30 p.m. On Sunday the 13th, the sun's going to rise 6:07, set at 8:09 in the high and low tide chart. The only high tide of the day is going to be at 8:31, that's Sunday morning. So an average water temperature out there in Southwest Pass, Vermilion Bay, we're looking at 80 degrees.
It'll be coming up.
Hello there. Swimming time.
Oh,
it's swimming time.
Almost swimming time.
You know, Rick, anyway, as always, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for these fine people.
You're right, Tony. Thanks to Alamo Hydraulics, Watkins Floor Covering, Doors Heating and Cooling, Coca-Cola, the Quarter Tavern, and Clico.
And our motto is always,
kids at hunting fish, don't steal and deal.